Listening Library presents The Foundling and Other Tales of Prydain by Lloyd Alexander. Read for you by James Langton. The Ancient Story of the Sword Durnwin. It is written on the scabbard, thought Ritter. Draw, Durnwin, only thou of noble worth. Since the blade will not come freely in my hand, my warriors may believe their king is unworthy to rule. The more he stared at the inscription, the more the words of it mocked him. With a curse, Ritter seized a dagger and tried to scratch away the graven message. Though he marred some of the letters, the engraving remained and stood out all the brighter against the scabbard. Then Ritter flung aside the dagger. Clutching the sword, he crouched, trembling in a corner of his chamber, his eyes glittering feverishly, his glance never at rest. Author's note. So many readers of all ages have asked for a new journey to Prydain, but popular demand makes a splendid pretext for a writer to do what he always wanted to do in the first place. However, the tales offered here are meant to be more than a fond return to the imaginary realm which has been part of my life for some years, not retracing steps, but venturing deeper into unmapped territory. Unlike the adventures beginning with the Book of Three and ending with the High King, these tales deal with happenings before the birth of Taran, assistant pig-keeper. Though short in length, they are, I hope, not lacking in substance. While they take up certain threads left unravelled in the longer weaving, each stands by itself and tries to relate matters better.